This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pakistan's preparing for the arrival of U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte. He's going there to see if he can help sort out the country's political crisis. On the eve of his arrival, authorities lifted the house arrest order imposed on opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. And today, the military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, appointed a loyalist to lead a caretaker administration to oversee elections in January. But Musharraf's resisting pressure to lift emergency rule, even though opposition parties say the elections will be a sham if they're held under a state of emergency. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Pakistanis got several of their independent TV news channels back today. They were blacked out by Musharraf when he imposed emergency rule 12 days ago. As the general relented, his adversary wasted no time in getting her voice heard again.
The constitution had been suspended, the judges had been arrested, and civil society attacked.
Benazir Bhutto spoke by telephone to Pakistan's Dawn TV from Lahore. She reiterated her new, uncompromising public stance. Negotiations with Musharraf are over. It's time for him to go.
And I conveyed to the former Prime Minister the continuing U.S. government concerns about the state of emergency.
That's the U.S. Consul General in Lahore, Brian Hunt. He visited Bhutto today, ahead of tomorrow's troubleshooting visit to Pakistan by Negroponte. Bhutto said Hunt came to find out whether she could still work with Musharraf. She says that would be very difficult. Some in the US government may be reaching the same conclusion about Musharraf. Washington's also worried the crisis is distracting Pakistan's military from the growing pro-Taliban insurgency in the tribal areas and in the Swat Valley. Bhutto's now looking elsewhere for partners. She's begun talking about forming what she calls an interim government of national consensus to whom power can be handed. The exiled former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has been taking calls from Bhutto.
I thought that we, the leaders of different political parties, need to exchange ideas on what could be a possible agenda.
Even Benazir has realized that alone she won't be able to do anything, and therefore she is trying to cultivate other opposition leaders.
That's Hassan Askari Rizvi, one of Pakistan's leading political analysts. Thousands of Pakistanis have been detained since Musharraf imposed what is in effect martial law. Rizvi believes Musharraf's unlikely to lift emergency rule in the foreseeable future. He thinks the general is relying on several assumptions. These are that Pakistan's opposition parties will always be disunited, that any protests can be crushed by the security forces, that the army still supports him, and that the Americans will ultimately back him. Rizvi says these assumptions could turn out to be wrong if Benazir Bhutto and the other Pakistani opposition leaders work together and mobilize protest.
If they can go to the streets, demonstrate effectively for about a week, then you would see the military distancing itself.
But Rizvi says in the past, Pakistan's opposition parties have found it hard to cooperate.
There are personality conflicts. Then there are ideological conflicts. And on the question of leadership issue, the problem is that Benazir is viewed as leading the biggest party in Pakistan, but these opposition parties don't accept that.
In the end, if Musharraf goes, it'd be the Pakistani military that shows him the door. Which leads to the next question, now exercising minds in Washington. Who would take Musharraf's place? Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.